Now, fans of the RTE soap Fair City will soon see a new face in Carrickstown, but a familiar face for many. Beverly Callard will become part of the Fair City cast next month. She's best known for portraying Liz MacDonald on Coronation Street, a role she first played in 1989.
What? Are you joking? You fancy your chances?
Against me? Come on then, let's finish this.
I decide when there's a fight in my pub.
There you go, that's Liz MacDonald, and she will soon be in Carrickstown. To tell us more, Bridgie De Courcy, executive producer of Fair City, is with us in our studio. You're welcome to Morning Ireland.
Thank you.
So is this like television royalty coming to Carrickstown now?
Well, you know, we have a very, very strong cast at the moment. And what we were looking for, we had designed this character about 2 years ago, and we were looking for a character, an actor who would match the energy of Emily Lamy, who plays Gwen. And we hunted around and we found Beverly, and we are absolutely delighted.
And tell us about her character then. She is going to play Lily, the long-lost mother of Fair City's Gwen.
That's it. I can't tell you too many stories at all, because they're all to be unveiled as the time goes on. But she arrives into us on screen on the 19th. She started actually filming yesterday, which is very exciting for everybody.
OK, and can we assume then that she is going to, her arrival is going to spell trouble in Carrickstown?
Ah, yeah. Well, sure, you wouldn't bring in a character without a bit of trouble attached.
Will she be wearing leopard print?
No. She absolutely won't. Not. No, aww. Sharon wears the leopard print. No, we can only have one leopard in the show at a time.
All right. And I mean, people will know her as Liz MacDonald from Coronation Street. A role she appeared, I think, in 2,362 episodes of Coronation Street. So she has a long association with that. Is it difficult when you bring in a character who has such an association with another television programme to break that link and make her your own?
Well, there's a bit of a challenge, but I think one of the things, the big things about soap is that characters tend to be iconic. They tend to be big and broad and clearly drawn. And that's across the board in soap. And so we have a number of people who have been in different soaps or different long running series at various stages. We have a number of our directors and our writers who have also worked in soap. So there are different voices and there are very different ethos in each of the different soaps. And I think she'll be fitting into ours very nicely.
But do you want that to happen? I mean, do you want to try and break the link with her past association with Coronation Street, or is that something that you find useful?
No, well, it'll be clear that her voice is quite different. Her voice will be quite different to Liz MacDonald, and I think that the energy that will build up in that particular team will be quite different again. And I think that people will see it. They'll adjust very quickly. And obviously, initially, there's a big buzz about, is it Liz? But it isn't. It's quite a different character.
There are big changes then in Carrickstown, but also big changes for Fair City itself and how it is produced. The Director General of RTE has spoken about it, Fair City no longer being made in Donnybrook. When is that change going to happen?
I have absolutely no idea. The Director General hasn't confided in me at all, and I'm sure he's working away, or somebody's working away in the background about this. We have 2 hours of television to make every week, and really I don't have much time to be thinking about that at the moment.
And how do the cast and the people who work on the programme feel about it?
Well, I think one of the things we have to keep doing is keep our heads down and keep working at what we're doing. I think obviously there's a bit of chat around it, but somebody will tell us one of the days what's happening, but I don't know what the plans are.
Okay. And in the meantime, then, the creative energy continues on Fair City. So what are the plans for the coming weeks and months in terms of storylines?
We have a very big court case coming up. We had an interesting situation. It's one of those rather current, awful things where somebody with one punch killed somebody else. And now we're actually going to play that one out, and we're going to play out the ramifications of that whole thing. And we then have Liz Beverly coming in for us, and then we have this whole explosion of that particular gang, that particular Emily gang, will be coming down the tracks in the next couple of months.
All right. When does Beverly start?
She will be on screen on the 19th of February.
All right. Well, fans can look forward to that. And thank you very much, Bridgie De Courcy, executive producer of Fair City, for coming in to speak with us about that today.